Four seats on the Milwaukee Public Schools Board of Directors are up for election this spring, but only one race has more than one candidate running. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has this story on what the school board does and where it's heading after a rocky year.
It's spring cleaning time at MPS, literally. The school district is cleaning four of its campuses after tests revealed elevated lead paint levels, but it's also time for some spring reorganization. The school district just inked a $320,000 contract for a new superintendent, Brenda Caselius, and almost half of the seats on the school board of directors will turn over after the April 1st election. Four seats on the nine-member school board will be on voters' ballots, and only one incumbent is running for re-election. Two other districts have unopposed races, and voters in a fourth district will choose between Molly Cuther Steele and Catherine Vinoy. With all the fresh faces, it's time to take a step back and remember what an MPS school board member does. The nine directors represent districts and the schools within them for four-year terms. It's meant to be a part-time commitment, and board members are paid around $20,000 per year. Tina Owen Moore works with the board every day as the head of board governance for MPS.
Their primary function is to set the guiding vision and policy for the district. They hire and evaluate the superintendent of schools and myself in Milwaukee's case. And they try to ensure that the best practices are in place to support the actions of the schools.
But a school board director's power has limits. The board has to work together to get anything done.
So I think one of those limitations is sometimes it can be hard. You can't, as an individual, say, do this to the administration and they do it. It takes the action of a full board to give any direction to administration. There has to be a vote. There has to be some collective efficacy, some collective agreement in order to make change.
Getting to consensus has been tough in recent years. MPS board member Henry Leonard was elected in 2021, but he isn't seeking re-election this year due to the time commitment associated with the job. Either Cuther Steele or Vinoy will take his seat representing District 7, which covers the city's far west and southwest sides. Leonard says the board's relationship with former Superintendent Keith Posley was fraught with miscommunication, and board members didn't always get all the information they needed to make informed decisions. Posley stepped down last year after financial mismanagement in the district became public, just months after voters approved a referendum for schools. That frayed public trust in MPS as a whole, although Leonard says parents never gave up.
To the credit of the community, they started to scream and yell a lot. And it sort of helped people like myself say, okay, well, I'm going to step up to the plate.
Community frustration has often been directed toward MPS's elected officials as parents demand better governance. Tina Owen Moore says that if a parent sees a concerning pattern across schools or something that creates the need for a policy change, that's another time to reach out to a board director. If a board director can't solve a problem, they're also tasked with knowing where to send concerns so they ultimately get addressed.
It never hurts to reach out to the board member. They're just often not the first person or the person that's going to be able to solve school-based problems because that's not their role.
The heart of a school board director's job is strengthening the next generation of graduates. Recent national test scores have raised alarm bells that MPS isn't doing enough to close achievement gaps between Black and white students. The next board members seem to have their work cut out for them, Leonard says.
When you look at our graduation rates, our low reading and math proficiency levels, attendance, those are actually the, bread and butter of the district. And we have to change that. And that they're going to be forced to really do their homework on how that has to be done.
And any school board director who wants the job also needs to feel a healthy bit of stress to get it right.
I think that it's important for board directors to feel the pressure of knowing that they have to actually produce results.
Now it's voters' turn to decide who will join the board. The election is April 1st. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You can find information about the candidates running for MPS Board District 7 in our voter guide at WUWM.com.